Now I'm driving through the streets of Tripoli. At this moment, I am in Shara Srim, and I cannot see any evidence of the military, the Libyan military, or the police, or anything. I think the regime's presence only on establishments that he wants to protect, like the house of the daughter of Gaddafi and the house of his son. And I saw the interior police headquarters also have some cars, but not so heavy. Now I am passing right next to the Ida'a, which is the Libyan TV station. It's a big building, a concrete building. Nobody can get through, but still I can still see some of the military standing outside there. But not so much presence. I mean, you can drive through the whole country, but there's nobody from their side is on. And I think Gaddafi already lost Tripoli. He has only few presence in some areas. It's almost everything is on fire. Yesterday, the day before, Qa'at Shab is on fire. All the Revolutionary Committee's headquarters are all on fire. All the police stations are all on fire. The civil government is all gone. I also was at the Interior Ministry that overlooks Sahel Khadra. I already sent pictures today. It's all burned. So there is no civil government intact now. The only people who are running, I think, it's just few people from the military, and I think it's people from the Khamis Brigade, which belongs to his son, which belongs to Gaddafi's son, protecting Gaddafi if he is around. When the army cars go by, it's very hard to know if it's people from Fezzan, for example, or is it somebody from Africa. You don't know. But okay, dark-skinned people are maybe like 60 or 70% of those people. But we don't really know. Maybe there are people from Libya.